Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In 5 Years, a novel by Rebecca Searle. Readers are transported into the life of Danny Cohan, a Manhattan lawyer with her path meticulously planned. But her life takes an unforeseen turn when she experiences a vision of herself 5 years in the future, in a different apartment, with a different ring on her finger, and beside a man who isn't her fiancé. After waking up from this dreamlike encounter, Danny finds herself unable to shake the vividness of the experience. As she continues her planned-out life, the story unfolds in a manner that challenges the very essence of fate, love, and friendship. Searle masterfully explores the unpredictability of life and the intricate patterns that love weaves, taking readers on a poignant journey through time and the complexities of the human heart. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of time and destiny. In 5 years, the manipulation of time serves as a crucial narrative device, casting a spotlight on destiny and the degree to which it is preordained or flexible. Through Danny's unexpected glimpse into the future, the novel probes deeply into questions about life's trajectory. Is our future already written, or can we steer it in another direction with our decisions and actions? The narrative suggests that while certain events seem destined to happen, the path we take is influenced by our choices, relationships, and unforeseen circumstances. This exploration serves as a reminder of life's unpredictability, despite our attempts to control it, urging readers to reflect on their own lives and the extent to which they live in the moment or for the future. Secondly, love and friendship, central to In 5 Years, is the exploration of love in various manifestations, particularly romantic love and the bond of friendship. The novel intricately examines the complexity of Danny's relationships, both with her fiancé David and her best friend Bella. Through these relationships, Searle poses profound questions about the nature of love. Is love a matter of destiny or choice? Can the love between friends eclipse that of romantic partners? As Danny navigates her feelings and relationships post-vision, the narrative delves into themes of loyalty, betrayal, and the enduring nature of true companionship. Through the lens of Danny's life, readers gain insight into the multifaceted nature of love and the importance of nurturing relationships that truly fulfill. Thirdly, the impact of fate and free will. The interplay between fate and free will is a thematic cornerstone in 5 Years. Danny's vision of the future presents a scenario that seems destined, yet the choices she makes in response to this foreknowledge blur the lines between destiny and autonomy. By presenting a protagonist who is both a victim and an architect of her own fate, the story examines the extent to which individuals control their own destinies. This theme raises significant questions about the power of premonition and the human inclination to alter or accept the future. Through Danny's journey, Searle invites readers to ponder the balance between accepting one's fate and taking action to shape one's destiny, illustrating the complex dance between the inevitable and the changeable in human life. Fourthly, the journey of self-discovery. Throughout In 5 Years, Danny embarks on a profound journey of self-discovery, prompted by her cryptic glimpse into the future. This journey forces her to confront her deepest fears, aspirations, and the very essence of who she is. As the narrative unfolds, Danny's character development is marked by an evolving understanding of what truly matters in life. The vision acts as a catalyst for change, pushing her to reassess her values, career choices, and relationships. This theme highlights the importance of introspection and personal growth, inciting readers to consider their own paths and the possibility of reimagining their lives. Searle's depiction of Danny's transformation underscores the novel's message about the power of self-discovery in navigating life's uncertainties and finding true fulfillment. Lastly, the complexity of human emotions. Rebecca Searle's novel is a poignant exploration of the intricate landscape of human emotions. Through Danny's experiences, the story delves into feelings of love, loss, uncertainty, and hope. The vivid portrayal of these emotions invites readers on an empathetic journey, fostering a deep connection with the characters. As Danny grapples with the tension between her envisioned future and her current realities, her emotional turmoil mirrors the complex internal conflicts faced by many. This examination of human emotions serves not only as a narrative device, but also as a mirror reflecting our own experiences of navigating life's unpredictable waves. Searle's nuanced storytelling illuminates the depth and breadth of human feeling, emphasizing the resilience needed to confront life's challenges and embrace its surprises. In conclusion, In 5 Years, a novel by Rebecca Searle, is a must-read for those intrigued by the mysteries of fate and the nuances of human relationships. It beckons readers to contemplate profound questions about destiny, love, and the choices that shape our lives. The novel is particularly resonant for individuals standing at life's crossroads, pondering their future paths. Searle's storytelling articulates the beauty of life's unpredictability and the importance of embracing every moment with an open heart. By following Danny's journey, readers gain insights into the power of resilience, the value of deep connections, and the courage to face the unknown. In an age where certainty is elusive, In 5 Years offers a mirror to our deepest fears and highest hopes, making it an indispensable guide for navigating the complexities of life. If you would like to support Rebecca Searle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.